This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. 1,203. That's the number of college basketball games Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer has won over 40-plus seasons. It is now a record for any college basketball coach, man or woman. She won that title Sunday when Stanford beat Oregon State, and here she is after the game.
When I was a little girl, I loved basketball from the third grade on. I have no idea why, but my parents did not share that. They told me, Tara, forget basketball. Basketball will never take you anywhere. And I just, you know, I would send them postcards from all over the world.
Vanderveer surpassed retired Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, who is one of many sports luminaries who congratulated her yesterday. Joining us is Ann Killian, who covers Bay Area sports for the San Francisco Chronicle. And she was at yesterday's game. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Great, thanks. Well, describe what that was like when they won and this record became solid. What was that like? What was the feeling there?
It was a real celebration. Maples Pavilion was packed to the rafters, and a lot of the people there have been there for 30, 35 years watching, you know, this standard of excellence that Tara Vanderveer has put in place at Stanford, something that, you know, didn't exist, wasn't even dreamed of before she got there in the mid 80s. And, you know, it was really a celebration when she passed Pat Summitt for the all-time wins for a women's basketball coach. She did it during the pandemic on a neutral court in front of no fans, in front of, you know, the opposition, her team and the television crew. And so it was, you know, the fact that this was coming, people knew it was coming, and it was really a celebration of everything that she's achieved. And it, to be honest, it feels a little different than when Mike Krzyzewski set his record and he, you know, surpassed a male who had set the record before and a male before that. And, you know, I mean, what Tara's accomplishment is really the story of the growth of women equality in women's sports, the fight for equality, Title IX. It's really that story it's a story of a lot bigger than just basketball games.
Right, right. You have a great detail in your piece where she really expected to go home after the game and play online bridge with her 96-year-old mom. Had she not been expecting all this fanfare?
It's so funny. That it's the most, I've known Tara for a really long time. It's just the most Tara thing that she was like, she thought, you know, people would say, yay, Tara, you know, dump some confetti on her head. And then she'd be home by 4:30. It was a 2 o'clock game, mind you. And she lives about 10 minutes away. She'd be home at 4:30 to play bridge with her 96-year-old mom, which she does every day. And the fact that there was, you know, a video and all these tributes and a ceremony set up and, you know, dozens of her former players on hand. And, you know, she just, it's so her to not think that that was going to happen.
All right. Well, talk about how she got where she is today. She began playing basketball when she was a kid, right? And so how did she become such a successful coach for so many years? She's 70 years old, I understand.
She's 70 years old. She's been coaching for 40 years. She, you know, she was born in 1953 and she didn't have Title IX. She didn't have opportunity. She has a funny story about wanting to be around the basketball team at her school. So she became the mascot and they would get mad at her because the mascot always would take off. I think it was a bear. She'd take off the head and turn around and watch the game instead of doing whatever a mascot is supposed to do. She, you know, she went to college and she did play in college at Indiana. She went to Ohio or when she was in college, she studied Bobby Knight like crazy. She got a graduate degree at Ohio State. And then she, you know, and she really did, but the story about her parents is true. They thought she should go to law school. They thought this was, you know, crazy. There was no, you know, except in a couple of little regions like Tennessee with Pat Summitt, there was no women's basketball to speak of. There was no culture. There was no job opportunity that anyone could see. And she, you know, she took a job in Moscow, Idaho, and built a program there, got hired by Ohio State, where she'd gotten a graduate degree, and then took a flyer coming out to, you know, a super academic school that many people on the East Coast didn't even know much about. And, you know, Stanford back then was certainly not what Stanford is today in terms of, you know, lore and legend and awareness of the school. And and she built something, you know, out of nothing. And it's through hard work and excellence and never really deviating from her standards, and most definitely not having it be anything about her or records of wins or any of that stuff. Like it, that, I'm sure, has always been the farthest thing from her mind.
What is her secret sauce, though? How is she able to win so many games?
Well, you know, most of these records are stick-to-itiveness records. You know, it means you love what you do. You do the same thing every day, including playing bridge with your mom at a certain time. You know, she, you know, I asked her yesterday, is it kind of a relief that this is over? Because she kind of dreads these moments where she's put in the spotlight as opposed to her players. You know, I think the secret sauce is that it's always about the new group of players, the new team. She doesn't dwell in the past. She adapts, you know, with the changes in the women's game, the inequities in the women's game, the new changes with NIL and the transfer portal and all the things. You know, the Stanford will be in the ACC next year, which means her team is going to be on planes all the time. She'll adapt to that well. She's very adaptable. She gets excited every day about coming to the gym and doing her work. And, you know, when I talked to her yesterday, she said that, you know, she's enjoyed this journey, but what she really likes is a regular day. And a regular day for her means she gets up and she watches film and she goes to the gym and she goes to practice, and it's a regular day. And that's what gets her through. She loves that. She wakes up and watches film in the morning before she does anything else. It's,
wow.
It's a lot. And to do it for 40 years and still love it with that kind of passion, I think that's the only way these people set those kinds of records, is they love doing it.
All right. Well, thanks so much. That was great.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Ann Killian. She covers Bay Area sports for the San Francisco Chronicle. We've been talking about Stanford's Tara Vanderveer winning 1,203 games, the most of any college basketball coach. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you tomorrow.